B-Pod Studios.
I have never understood why clients want to come in and do their own commercials. You know, you got this guy that comes in. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe he's a great car salesman, but he doesn't come across well on the radio.
No. Got it rolling here?
It's rolling.
Okay, now I've done this before, and I guess first things first, we want to get out of the way.
It's a recording session.
Right now, I probably ought to introduce myself. I want you to refer to me simply as Ray from the dealership. I'm a general manager at Dick Moon Pre-Loved Used Vehicles, old 41 Bonita.
Okay.
I've been selling cars since I was probably 17. And just as best you just refer to me as Ray from the dealership, I want my name getting out there.
It's the recording session.
If you understand me. Now,
I've been when they recorded the commercial.
Believe it or not, I've done these radio spots before.
Yeah. It sounds like I have any written copy with you.
No, that's what I was going to explain to you. I think it's better if you have...
Well, you only have 60 seconds.
Well, if you do it more off the cuff, I think it comes off sounding more sincere.
Okay.
So if you what I'd like to do is...
Sincere. He wants to sound sincere.
I'll just talk here a little bit about the dealership and some of the things we got going on as far as the specials.
Should we be
playing
this?
And what you can do is... believe it or not, I know I've done it. What you're going to do with your tape machine... is you a little grease pencil and a razor blade, and why you can go and you can put my words together where it flows a little better.
We don't splice tapes anymore, sir. We have computers that edit out.
Okay, well, all the better. Boy, all this high-tech technology. It reminds me of my grandson's video game.
Sure.
What I'm going to do is just, I'm going to talk about, I'll let you, you're the professional. So what I'll do is let you go ahead and do what you do. What I know I do is talk about cars.
No, you don't.
So what I'm going to do is go ahead and talk about it, because really, big problem we got right now, what I want you to focus on, because we're going to do what's called, I believe, what's called a donut. Sure. You know what I mean when I say donut?
I don't know if this should be on
okay.
The air.
What you're going to have it real, I want an exciting... I want the heavy music going on.
Okay.
And then you can come in and talk about all the fantastic specials we have coming on, and then I'll come on and go, "Hi, everybody, this is Ray from the dealership." And then while I'll talk about cars, because probably the biggest thing, my biggest concern right now is we've got these, we got a whole lot full of gas guzzlers. What we're trying to do, see, is to have a blossom come out of a turd.
Sure.
You understand what I mean by that?
What?
You know, it's almost like the kids where they go out into these cow pastures. Why they're not afraid to get their hands dirty, they'll dig through there and get themselves a mushroom.
What is he talking
about? Then they end up getting all high off it.
There's a little peek.
So that's what we're trying to do to the listener.
Trying to get the listener high?
All right. You know what I mean? We BS them a little bit, make it seem like a good idea.
What? Anytime.
What? Hi, everybody. This is Ray from the dealership.
Why don't you back away from the mic just a little bit?
Hi, everybody. This is Ray from the dealership. We want to tell you about some fantastic specials we've got going on. And I'm standing here live.
We can't say live. You're not live.
Well, what's the harm of that? You throw in a couple of sound effects and whatnot. You know what I mean? Just have it... some crowd noise that's out of all proportion that you never hear on a car lot, where it sounds more like they're at a football game, where it makes it sound like we've only got about an acre of property down there on old 41. It's over by the Shangri-La. You know what that is? Circle K's up there.
Okay. I'll talk to the sales manager.
We do that. We get that sound effect in there and make it sound like there's 30,000 people on the lot. What that does, son... is psychologically it suggests to people that there's something happening there, even though you and I know there's nothing going on but pretty much me. We don't have our sales staff yet. I don't know if you saw about it. It was in the newspaper. We had an issue with a salesperson who may or may not have been under the influence. He come in driving a Bronco, and that's a personal vehicle. And he come through and he hit three or four demo cars and come through the front plate glass window.
Okay.
And it made the news. And, you know what? I always say there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Sure.
And so a lot of people have asked if we fired him. In fact, we did, but we don't want to give the impression that we fired him. And actually, you want to talk about a nightmare illegal mumbo jumbo. We had to jump through so many damn hoops with OSHA and all of this as far as whether it was our fault for the accident. Now, between you and me, there's a case to be made. It could have been the dealership's fault. But what we want to do is the gentleman is no longer employed, but we did that through instituting a drug testing program, and we spiked up the results and got rid of them that way. So nobody can put that on us.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is tell people that we didn't fire him. Let's try that now. You go ahead and ask me if I fired that hophead.
Did you fire the guy that caused all those problems?
No, we didn't fire him.
What's the most economical car you have on the lot over at Dick Moon's?
Most economical car, if you're looking for economy, if you want to get a larger vehicle, such as an SUV, because you can fit more people in it.
Now that's
you don't have
spot.
To make an extra trip.
What if I only have, say, $500 to put down?
If you only have $500 to put down, we will work with you with our extensive financing department. Now, see, that's a little white lie there.
Sure.
I'm pretty much the financing department. What I'll do is I'll run the guy's credit.
Sure.
And he won't know what hit him. You know, I sold a vehicle the other day, and I had a Mexican with a weed whacker on his back hand me 19,000 $1 bills. I spent the whole damn day counting them out.
Well, sir, we can't make fun of Mexicans on the radio.
Who's talking about me? I love Mexicans. So they get themselves a little bit of money. They can't pay taxes on it, Social Security, whatnot. So what was the question?
We're
I don't think
running
he meant for this to be
here.
Aired.
You still got more questions.
Right.
See, that's why I'm counting on you to be the radio professional. That way, then I can go and sell the dealership. And you're gonna have, probably 20 seconds coming in, coming out. I'm just gonna have that 20 seconds in the middle there. See,
a lot of these car dealerships will have buy one get one free deals. Do you offer that?
Buy one get one free. Yeah. You can go ahead and put that in there, because what we do is we have a lot of cars we just write off. We'll take them as a trade-in, and ultimately, as far as how the paperwork works out on that, we take a loss on it. We end up making money, but we charge them more, see? So we'll give them an old beater that don't run. Or if it does run, it'll make it down to the end of the driveway, see? I remember I'd do a radio remote. And I'd say the first person come down here, bring Ray an apple pie, we'll give you a car. Well, see, we still make money on that.
You don't want to put that in the radio ad, though, do you?
No. if you want to put the BOGO in there, that's fine.
Do you serve coffee and donuts?
No, we don't serve coffee and donuts. What we'll do is we have a vending machine. So we'll charge them for a soda pop, see? But how we make up for that is we give them hot dogs, which we keep in-house. And what I like to say is that Dick Moon quality pre-loved used vehicles, the only thing on the lot that's not pre-loved besides me, Ray, the general manager, is our hot dogs. They're French.
Okay. What's the
A lot of these dealerships don't wash a hot dog and use it again the next day. I personally find that revolting.
That's good, sir.
Unless we're running low and...
Right.
What's the newest vehicle you have on the lot, mileage-wise?
A new vehicle mileage-wise? Boy, I don't have it off the top of my head. If I had to take a guess, I'd say probably around 80,000.
Okay, you know what? I think we have enough, actually, to make a 60-second commercial. So,
you're going to come in there at the beginning and hit it hard.
Yes.
And
zips and zaps.
You can say whatever the hell you want.
I will take care of that for you.
I mean, you make you say whatever you want about the cars. I'll make it work.
Okay.
You can tell them anything. You can tell them the car is free, whatever. It don't matter. Once they get on the lot, they're putty in my hand.
Sure.
And if you can, put something in there and say, "See, Hobles Menyo."
Dick Moon Pre-Love Used Vehicles. The lowest prices on the cleanest, most dependable vehicles guaranteed. In fact, if you find a better deal somewhere else, we'll give you $1,000. Dick Moon Pre-Love Used Vehicles.
Hi, everybody. This is Ray from the dealership. We want to tell you about some fantastic specials we've got going on. And I'm standing here live. Most economical car, if you're looking for economy, if you want to get a larger vehicle, such as an SUV, because you can fit more people in it and you don't have to make an extra trip. We will work with you with our extensive financing department.
Dick Moon Pre-Love Used Vehicles. Voted number one used car dealership by Wheels and Deals magazine. Dick Moon Pre-Love Used Vehicles.
There's only one thing wrong with this vehicle. It's got a price that's too damn high, and we're ripping it in half.
Dick Moon Pre-Love Used Vehicles on the old 41. Offers cannot be combined with approved credit. Requires at least 700 beacon score. Minimum of 2,000 down. Huh? And only after waiving the limit law contract. Oh, offer expires.
This is Tony Curtis. Tune in on 96 K-Rock. Stad and Haney. And you'll love it.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Hi, everybody. Hi. I guess Rob told me I better take this phone call. Hold on. Stand by. Ahoy.
Hello.
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, this is Al. I know that guy.
Yeah. All of Southwest Florida knows that guy. And I ain't letting you. He hung up. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows that guy. He's worked for every dealership in town.
Right from the dealership. I'm going to tell you right now.
Now, back in the 70s, when he was younger, he was allowed to be in the showroom and sell new.
I gotta break the glass on this. That is based. And we've done numerous Ray from the dealerships. That is based on a real guy. He's probably long dead now. But for his own safety, we won't say, because I know his full name. And his first name was Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I'm sure the car dealer community knows who it is.
1993. Haney goes down to the dealership. Just moved into town.
Now,
and he's not making a lot of money.
Now, remember, before you start this, you say Haney went down to the dealership. That's not how it started. Eventually, I did, but it was...
Well, yes, phone conversation.
It was...
First.
No.
No?
It was my wife pushing,
we need a new car.
That.
Well, the bottom line is, you go down there.
And my wife went and met him.
Right.
And because of that, he became our family's salesperson.
Correct.
And we couldn't talk to anybody else.
So, well, he wanted the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Haney gets down there, and I still remember it very well. Haney gets an automobile. Haney tells him what he's got to spend, how much he's got to put down on the thing, what payments he'd like, and Ray from the dealership. And at the time, and this is true too, he was allowed to work one of the big threes, Ford, Chevy, Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
He was at that level,
but he wasn't allowed in the showroom.
No, he was a lot walker.
No. He had his own office.
It was off the lot.
It wasn't in the showroom. It was like a portable classroom.
So,
and he had to share it.
So he promises, and I'm trying to keep this short. He promises Mr. and Mrs. Haney a beautiful deluxe, gonna get your payments right where they are. And
the whole time I'm going, I can't
do that, Ray.
You must be a magician, Ray, because I know the numbers, and I don't see how you can do it.
And he had Haney come down on the weekend with the...
Towards the end of the month.
there she is. Haney actually took the car home.
He insisted.
Yeah.
I said... well, Ray, are you sure you want me to take this?
Lot.
Because we haven't done the paperwork,
don't
and I'm not sure. You keep saying that it's fine and it's going to go through, but I don't know that it is.
Dot the I's, cross the T's.
Well, if you're sure, I'll take the car.
He took the car home. Monday.
I didn't just take the car home. I took the car on a real test drive and went to visit my mother across
state. That's right. So Monday comes, and sure enough, it's Ray from the dealership. I know I promised you the GT.
I'm going to need you to bring that vehicle back.
Right. Because...
as soon as possible. I'd hate to report it stolen.
Because he went and told you what your payments were going to be, and they were like double.
Yeah.
What you had been promised going into the weekend.
Yep.
They were double, but we can make this work if you're willing to pay double what he told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you telling me, that you turn the car back in. You are walking off the dealership, leaving. Can't do it, Ray. Can't.
Here's the vehicle. Here's your keys. You tried.
And then he starts, you know, well, we got used. We got this. We got that.
He's, No.
No, no, Ray. Let me help you. We can get you in an entry model.
No. No, I told you the whole thing was too good to be true. Now, here's the key. Leave me alone.
Well, I didn't get a chance to talk to our finance department. It was all based on that. This guy and...
And then he called me. It couldn't have been more than a couple hours later. He called me, and he's screaming into the phone, I gotta sell that car as used now, yeah. Thanks to you. You owe me.
Yeah. He was later...
No, Ray, I don't.
True story, he was later no longer working at a dealership. He was put into, like, used cars, and then he kind of went away. But he would brag how he worked at every dealership here in town. They all know me.
Yeah, he said he'd worked for every
Yep, and there was a reason for that.
Yep.
There was a good reason for that. And he gave the perfect example of the stereotype. Because let me tell you, the car business has changed a lot. Back when we were in our 20s,
let's put it this way.
It was dangerous going on a lot.
My wife at the time was what doctors might refer to as gullible. And I didn't even want to buy a car at that time. I figured we can get whatever we can out of what we have. And she went there, and for some reason, as a customer, she had her pick of everybody on the lot.
Yeah.
But she decided to deal with the guy that they stuck in the portable off to the side behind the building.
And he was bound and determined that he was going to get his claws deep. And he couldn't deliver on it, and he let you
and
take
I kept
the car
telling
for the
him.
Whole weekend.
And I kept telling him.
So I remember.
This is a bad idea, Ray.
Oh, man, Haney, that's one hell of an automobile. I can't even get one like that.
Look, we haven't signed anything. I can't, in
enjoy
good conscience,
it.
I can't, no, I can't take the car. I got things
it.
To do this weekend, Ray.
Don't worry about it. We'll get it all, paperwork all taken care of on Monday.
So, to take it even further, this may have been the end of his career. We end up with this producer who was a very troubled alcoholic.
Yeah, that guy.
And so I finally ended up getting a newer car. And that made him jealous of me.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, where'd you get this car? I go, oh, well, I got a really good salesman that I deal with by the name of Ray.
And he did go down and see him and sold him way over his head. And that producer of ours wound up getting a tow truck brought here and the car towed for non-payment.
Yep. Yeah, Ray sold him a car where the car payment was more than he made a month. I mean, his paycheck was not big enough to make it. So no. He drove the car for a month and they came here and repoed it.
Yep. Yeah. And he was all bummed out because he left his bowling ball in the trunk.
So I wonder how that affected Ray.
I don't know.
He's letting people drive cars off the lot and put hundreds of miles on.
I don't know that he's in the business anymore.
I don't know that he's on this plane of existence
anymore.
No, he
was an old guy then.
Yeah. His best days were behind him then.
All right, we're going to take
a break. And then
when
you'd call him on it and go... Yeah, well, you've worked for every dealership, and you've worked for years. Why they got you in a portable out here? It's hot as hell out here, Ray. Ah, I'm semi-retired.
Yeah. Yeah. And every time he would deflect.
Yep.
When you wanted to go and get a number on him, well, why don't you come inside, and I'll get the kids a balloon.
Yep. All it was about for him was he just wanted to make sure that he had numbers up on the board.
Yep.
And if they fell through later,
so be it.
Deal with it then. I need to tell the audience what happened so they understand why you were late.
Yeah.
Stan was on time. He was in front of the mic, yeah. and he started talking to you.
Yeah.
But he did not realize that the microphone wasn't turned on.
Yeah, and it's a button.
And then he went, oops.
Yep. But I'm back. Hi,
yeah,
everybody.
You wouldn't have noticed, but...
Our celebrity photo of the day. I don't want to forget it. That was what I was thinking about.
I keep thinking we got to be running out of
them.
No,
we got more. 2018, we were in the studio with the one and only Sinbad. Sinbad came by and hung
and
out with us.
Was a guest on Haney and Company.
That's right, yeah, Haney and Company. He was trying to run through his head, what show am I on? Oh, it must be Haney and Company.
And he had that young guy with him. Who's the young guy?
He's a comedian, too. I can't remember what his name was, but he was the opening act.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah, he was.
And Sinbad, first of all, he doesn't know me at all. But because of my beard, I don't know if he thought that I couldn't hear him or what, but he was explaining to the young guy, he says, you see, you look at that guy with the beard. Now, you'd think that he was a stupid hick. But see, he knows things. It's just like that guy in Duck Dynasty. Just because they got a beard and they like to hunt and do all this, it don't mean they stupid.
He used the reference with you and that beard because that was at, when it was at its worst.
At its best.
Depending on how you want that, remind him of Duck Dynasty.
Sinbad totally judged me based on my appearance.
Yeah.
He had me all figured out.
Sinbad? Rob, you ever work with the bad? You ever do anything around him?
No, I've had him on the radio before. Great guy, nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Did he explain, because you got a beard, did he explain to you what you're like?
Oh, I was much further behind the scenes where he could never see. Like, I brought him up, but he didn't pay attention to me. I brought him up in the elevator, and then that was the end of our interaction.
You know, it's dangerous, though. You must have done a good job, because you can get in trouble with comedians in elevators. I remember Phyllis Diller nearly ruined one of our producers that brought her in an elevator.
Yeah, because he fell asleep.
He was asleep.
Sinbad, because we got to hang out with him on and off the air, because he stayed in here for like over an hour.
He was a nice guy, but it was surprising to me that he would deal in wholesale stereotypes.
He, and off the air of... very blue. On the air, the lovable Sinbad that we all know on stage and TV and movies. He's a pro. He's good. He knows what he's doing. I have to be careful on how I say. Maybe I won't say it.
That'd be for the best. Maybe just pretend like you never turn the mic on.
Right. That might have been best to start with. Extreme liberal. Extreme. And that's all I'm gonna say. And then when he comes on the air, he's very middle of the road guy.
He was convinced that the minute I leave the station, based on how I looked to him, that
I remember.
I probably, got in my P row and went out in the middle of the Everglades and went gator hunting.
That's what he thought.
And that's all I do.
Did you hear about Joey Kramer of Aerosmith?
No, what about Joey Kramer of Aerosmith?
This is, and I'll talk about it maybe a little bit later on. Joey Kramer, drummer, Aerosmith, been with him since the very beginning. He's an original. So Joey Kramer had an accident or a series of health issues last year that kept him off the road and out of the band for 6 months while they were on tour. He had to step aside, get better. And the Aerosmith put in a replacement drummer.
He just went and found a ringer.
And so it was just announced that Aerosmith is going to be performing at the Grammys. And Joey Kramer came to the band and said, I intend on being there.
I'm all better now.
Playing the drums. And the band Aerosmith insisted that he audition for them.
What, is he not 100% or something?
And he didn't pass the audition. And so Joey Kramer, I don't know how you can do this, is suing Aerosmith.
Could he not physically do it?
From what I heard, because I was checking several different sources.
Because obviously he knows what he's doing.
He wasn't upbeat enough. Now, the story that that I wanted to grab so I could talk about it is more direct as far as not any of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Aerosmith responds to drummer Joey Kramer's lawsuit, says it would be a disservice to let him play at the Grammys. Aerosmith responded to the lawsuit filed by drummer Joey Kramer against the rest of the band for allegedly preventing him from performing with them at the upcoming Grammy Awards. The lawsuit stems from Kramer's outrage at being asked to audition for the band following some minor injuries last spring that prevented him from performing for roughly 6 months. He claims that the rock group is freezing him out of their Grammys performance as well as their upcoming Person of the Year honor from Music Cares. As a result, they're saying in reply, we just want him to get better. We want him to get better. He actually did audition to see if he was up to playing. And they said, well, you're a little slow. This is an original member of the band. And he's suing him now.
Well, you hate to see that. Because there are two ways to look at it.
I know what you're saying, because as I'm reading that,
if he can't physically do it,
they shouldn't have him.
Then he needs to be gracious about it.
Yes.
If there's something else going on where they like having a younger drummer.
Precisely. With more energy.
Yeah, because you know what? Steve, you've got your microphone to help you. Joe Perry, you've got your amp and your guitars. The only person up there that's getting a hellacious workout is Joey.
Yeah, the drummer.
Because he's got to make it happen with his body.
Yeah, and I guess they said he wasn't up to par.
Hmm. Yeah, I hate that stuff.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Happy 71st birthday, Steve Perry.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop believing. Hold on.
That's pretty amazing.
He is beloved.
Yep. So we got down to the mid-30s here this morning in Southwest Florida.
It was cold.
And up in Canada, this is what happens when it snows. It didn't snow for us. In Canada, they had a big blizzard. Lady parked her car and forgot to roll up the window all the way on the passenger side.
Left it cracked?
Yeah. Went out to look at for her car, you know, to wipe the snow all off it. Well, there was not a whole lot of snow on the car. Why? Because she left the window open on the passenger side. The blizzard that went through filled her car up with snow.
Update on Storm 2020. While parking my car last night, I left down the passenger window and was wondering why there was no snow around my car. Well, it's because I left the window open and all the snow is in the car. So,
filled filled it up.
Can't even get in the car. There's so much snow in the car.
Oh my God. Look at the snow.
So you ready to go?
Yeah, she's trying to. There you go.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
How are they going to get that out of there?
Let it melt. Turn on the defroster.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, because right now it's snow. It's solid. You don't want to melt it. You want to get it out of there before it gets wet.
Well, then shovel.
Here, but you can't get in all the nooks and crannies.
No, you can't. Here in Florida.
Oh, that sucks.
We got the iguana problem, but you know when it hits a certain temperature like it did last night, iguanas will just drop. They'll look like they're dead. And
but unfortunately, they're not.
Well, after some of them don't make it, but most of them will survive it. But they'll be in trees and stuff, and it gets a certain temperature. Here's an expert from the Miami Zoo explaining these wild iguanas. You're going to see them on the ground on really cold days.
It's almost like they go totally to sleep. Generally speaking, if it warms up quickly afterwards, they can recover. But smaller animals sometimes will not recover. I knew of a gentleman who was collecting them all over the street and just throwing them in the back of his station wagon. And all of a sudden, as he's driving down US 1, these things are coming along and crawling on his back and almost caused a wreck.
Because they wake back up again.
You know what? I've got nothing against an iguana, but I've got something against an iguana in Florida. And it's the fault of people like you that somehow think that it's cool to keep snakes and reptiles as pets.
You get tired of them, you let them go. It's a big deal.
You know, when I first moved here, I lived in the park.
Yes, yes, you did.
And I had a neighbor named Vern.
Yes, yes, you did.
And Vern was a very nice man. But Vern really enjoyed beer.
Yes, yes, he did.
And one day, Vern thought it would be a great idea to go and purchase an iguana as a pet. So my doorbell rings, and there's my neighbor Vern, shirtless as usual, beer in hand as usual, not usual, an iguana on his shoulder. Oh, he's so cool. Come on, check him out. Well, Vern invited me over. I said, well, okay, I'll come on over. Of course, he had a case of beer on ice. And we sat there and visited. And, well, he had a head start on me. And so he got sleepy pretty quick. And so what could be better than to be living in Florida, in your own backyard, take a little nap in the hammock with your pet iguana on your chest? The iguana was never seen again.
They get big.
And it just...
And mean.
Just walked away.
It's nice while it lasted. They can take care of themselves.
No, I mean,
easily.
The habitat is...
Perfect for them.
I've said it before. If it can live, it can live here.
They're mean. Their defense is their tails. And people get tired of their iguanas when they go to pick them up out of the aquarium or out of the little pen. And they're mean now because they're grown up. And they whip that tail at you like a bull whip. And then they say, screw it, then go. And they go out in the wild.
Aren't they disease-ridden vermin?
Probably. This is adorable. This is adorable. A little boy, toddler, and his Alaskan Malamute howling at each other. It's a big dog was completely playing with him, tail wagging. Yeah, there you go.
That's a good boy.
Let's see what I want to do here. Edit on the.
I don't think you'd want to get anywhere near that little boy with the dog around.
No. I'll play this. This is. Follow me on the story, and then we'll hear from the lovely lady. I don't know if I buy it. There was a story this week about a guy who found a $90 electric toothbrush that was mislabeled at Target.
Oh, this jackball.
So he
is...
And, hold on, let me tell the story.
Oh, I just... It's hard. This is such...
Guy who found a $90 electric toothbrush that was mislabeled at Target. So it looked like it only cost 1 cent. $90, mm-hmm. Oh, 1 cent? An employee named Tori refused to sell him that toothbrush for a penny.
Because if you look at the price tag that says 1 cent, it's very clearly also marked as a placeholder.
Tori Parati. So he threatened to sue. You're not going to sell it to me for 1 cent?
God, I hate people like that.
It says 1 cent. Posted an unflattering photo of her, the cashier, online. But the internet wound up, rightfully so, taking her side. And someone started a GoFundMe campaign to send her on vacation, having to deal with customers like that. GoFundMe Target Tory, as of yesterday, was up to $30,000.
He made every effort to shame her and destroy her.
My first thought was I wish I'd worn makeup to work that day. I was a little bit concerned. I was reflecting and thinking, I hope this doesn't go viral. I hope that nothing comes of this because that's not going to be a good picture. This person obviously wants that attention and I never want that to get to him. I want it to stay positive. I am Target Tory. I am. Yes. I will wear it proudly. Absolutely.
Well, she did her job.
What a jerk. And it's not the first time he's tried to pull that crap.
I'm going to throw this out there. This was
incidentally, you know how he makes his living?
How?
Lib reporter.
This made the national news because you had two big basketball teams.
Oh, God.
Getting into an all-out brawl.
What was that even about?
Last night at the end of a basketball game between state rivals, Kansas State and Kansas, there was a bench-clearing brawl. Third-ranked Kansas won easily, 81-59. But a Kansas State player named Jawan Gordon decided to steal the ball from Kansas Jayhawk player Silvio De Sousa as he was dribbling out the clock. So he was trying to kill time, dribble out the clock. The game was already decided.
So
Jawan Gordon tried to steal the ball.
So we're starting out with some just poor sportsmanship.
Correct, which led to this.
And that'll do it, this version. And a block to finish. And De Sousa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
That's not good.
This is bad.
This is
no. Oh, this is terrible.
Punches thrown.
Yes.
And this could have ramifications going forward for both teams. Gordon stole the ball, and De Sousa walks over him, but it's a dumb play. And then you'll see the punches thrown, and De Sousa just goes Holyfield. And De Sousa picked up a chair, which is even more ludicrous.
You just can't do it.
This is an ultimate example of losing your cool.
Yep. And yeah, Kansas, top-ranked team, could be costly.
Well, and things like that happen too much, then we won't be allowed to have nice things like
Correct.
College basketball.
Yep. When I come back, I got a something from the local beat that I had no idea was going to happen in the state of Florida. And it's supposed to happen in 2 years, which will fundamentally change the state of Florida. And some rural communities are not happy about it.
Oh, no. Is it hope and change?
No. Worse. Alva, in particular, not happy about this. Governor Ron DeSantis signed it into law. A lot of people want it. It's going to make our lives better. But a lot of people living in old Florida are not happy about it. And I didn't know this was happening. We'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Well, why do you do that? You
know, it's called a teaser.
You know, why don't you plan it out so that when you bring up something, you'll have time to talk about it.
I'll talk about it next.
You know what? That's just poor planning.
I don't want to get into a ping pong match about the lifestyle and tendencies of the iguana. Okay? But I love it when somebody texts and they go with the not necessarily. Let me explain something before I read this person's text.
Technically.
Yeah. Technically, I got to correct you.
Not so fast, Dan.
When I first moved to Southwest Florida in 1990, my wife at the time bought a baby iguana.
Seemed like a good idea
at the time. And this thing got big fast. It went from
What do you feed them?
Your fruits and vegetables and your mashed up flies and, you know.
So you have to go catch flies
for
it? No,
they give you the food for it.
They give you pre-caught flies?
You know, and then fruit and all that.
Why don't you just...
Look, I don't know.
Get like,
I don't know.
A cantaloupe and let it rot where it'll draw flies.
At any rate, thing grows. Had to get it a bigger thing. And she literally she gave it to somebody. I don't think we let it go. But she had to give it to somebody because the thing would get so big that when it got large enough, she could pick it up. But when it wanted to move or get out of her hands, it would use its tail.
And overpower her.
And it got to the point where she couldn't handle the iguana anymore. That tail would go around, and I remember it caught me in the legs a couple of times. It was like, sweet Jesus, get rid of this thing. Get rid of it. Well, our texter.
What did it feel like when it hit you in the leg?
Like a whip. It came by because it's got a muscular start of the tail, and it goes right to a little tip. It knows exactly what it's doing.
And so it can get some velocity on it.
Yes, sir. Not true, Stan. The iguana will only whip its tail at you for a short period of time if you raise it from a small lizard. Once it knows that you feed it, it stops whipping.
They're not that smart, are
they? They're not that smart. The thing was big. It whipped its tail. I said, get it out of the house. I know. I lived it. I had the slash marks on my leg.
Why do you think all of your pets hate you?
I don't know.
Because you have, the iguana would get aggressive and physically injure you.
Yeah.
Your current cat will get aggressive and physically injure you.
Yeah.
And then you had another cat where it knew it couldn't take you.
Yeah.
And so it would be passive aggressive and just wreck your house.
Yeah. I don't know. I just haven't found the right pet
yet. You ever had a pet?
Yes, I got one right now. My tortoise, Clyde. He's great. You know what he does? Stands, looks at me. I give him some lettuce.
He stays under his heat lamp and then goes into his little cave. He's great.
You know what? I identify with him.
Yeah.
We're a lot alike.
Yep. Local beat. By the way, are you smarter than Haney in about 15 minutes? Carly will be filling in for Karen today, and you'll have your chance at a nice prize if you're smarter than Haney. But yeah, let's go.
Yeah, poor Karen.
Yeah,
she got sandbagged with work.
Swamped. This story, and I got portions of it from the news press, is something I had no idea.
Is this what you were talking about that involves Alva?
Yes. Well, Alva's a little upset, as well as some other communities are, because I had no idea that this was actually going to happen. And for some of us, we're going to say, this is great. For others, not so great if you like old Florida.
I just wish, you know, in all of these laws getting passed, why can't we get the one thing we want, which is to get the daylight savings fixed?
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. That's sitting with Pelosi. Headline. Fort Myers News Press had a much longer story about this, but this is the meat of it. Headline.
So this is the local
beat? Stands locally. Headline. Massive statewide toll road plan. I'm going to tell you, before I get into this, in a nutshell, they are going to...
I heard massive toll.
Yeah. They're going to go and put a giant road right through the middle of the state. Let me read this to you. And this has got some people in... you ever go across the state, drive across the state where they take 17...
From here?
Or yeah.
Yeah, you can't get there from here.
And you're in the middle of nowhere. Massive statewide toll road plan.
Dangerous, speed traps. It's not pleasant at all.
Sometimes referred to locally as the toll road, the project would create connector roads through corridors in three parts of the state. The roads would link rural Florida with an existing highway grid that offers highway connections from Pensacola and Jacksonville to the north to Naples and Miami in the south. It is a massive road-building project that may ultimately eclipse any in Florida's history.
Well, where is it going to go?
I'll tell you. Ruby Daniels, president of Alva Inc., and for decades, the leading guardian of the Alva way of life, says, "We have heard rumors and talk about putting a major highway through the central part of Florida for a number of years, and we've just kind of ignored them because nothing seemed to happen."
So is this like a north-south thing?
Yes. The 2019 legislative session changed that with the stroke of a gubernatorial pen. A bill signed by Governor DeSantis in May would patch three corridors into the state highway system. Studies are underway to develop routes for the new Southwest Central Florida connector from Collier County to Polk County. Other segments of the project would expand from the Suncoast Expressway from Tampa to Tallahassee. And a third would hook Florida's Turnpike to that new road. Construction is planned to begin in 2 years and continue through the decade.
So is Rob got the map up there?
Yeah, it's going to go right up the urethra. And then at all the major stops, they're going to have feeder bands That'll feed you to 75. That'll feed you to the Florida Turnpike. That'll feed you to I-95. It is a central corridor connecting essentially from Miami all the way up to Tallahassee. It's the central. You got 75 on the west. You got 95 on the east. This puppy's going right up the middle. Let's go. In Alva, residents fear a route will be recommended that will come close enough to forever change historically rural areas in southwest Florida. No longer a mere concept, the project has legislative and executive backing and its own acronym. The State Department of Transportation calls it MCORS, referring to the project's objective in creating multi-use corridors of regional economic significance. The new system will provide more than just an asphalt thoroughfare. Potential features which they are planning in this thing, because it's going to take over a decade to build, include a grid for driverless cars, improved water and sewer connectivity, and better access to a skilled workforce. They also say it's going to help with dead spots in the middle of nowhere for cell phone and computer.
Sounds to me like it will just build out the state. There'll be room left.
That's what they're saying. They're talking about the sprawl that this will occur. And then there's a lot of people in those small towns, like when you drive through Orlando on State Road 17, those small little towns where you wonder, what do they do here? This is the middle of nowhere. The road, they don't know the exact route of it, but it's going to go through this. Now, Alva's very upset about it. But I was also reading places like LaBelle, they're welcoming it. We can finally get people to come out to our area and drive through and not have to go forever to get on an interstate. They say there has been talk of using the corridors to enhance broadband service. And they say that this is another angle to benefit rural users, that they'll finally be able to have, you know, Wi-Fi and all of that stuff.
But it does sound like the end of rural Florida.
But it is planned to be a north-south highway toll road that will connect with other roads to the major areas throughout the state. So you'll have a connection through this central road to get to Naples, to get to Miami, to go all the way up into the panhandle in Tallahassee. There you go. There's like the little connections that it's all going to make and roads go. It was talked about for years and years. DeSantis said, let's get it done. It starts being built in 2 years. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney?
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Oh, about 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word that could get you $1,000. Half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines.
You know what? You
with
need
Mark
to,
Haney.
You
what?
Need to get organized.
What do you mean?
Because you're always talking about things that are going to happen later.
That's... Tell you what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
All right.
How about that?
How about that? Are
you're
you smarter than Haney?
Telling me stuff where I got to wait and listen.
That's the idea of the business. Never mind. I'm not going to lose my temper with you. You're not going to drag me into an argument.
Can I at least get a...
Well, it was leading to that. It was leading to it. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
But you understand that I'm not really serious, right?
What?
That I'm just joking around.
Oh, you are. You're serious. I understand that. I'm a changed man.
Stan?
I know it's serious now.
Do you take everything I say literally?
Yeah. I do now. I didn't. Up until about a year ago, I didn't. But it's a different world, and I have to take everything literally. Carly has joined us because Karen is swamped today, and Carly's our ace in the hole. Whenever we need somebody to fill in for Karen to be your lifeline.
She's good. She knows stuff.
She steps to the plate, and you ready to try this?
I am.
Six categories. Haney and a random Stan and Haney listener are going to go head-to-head. You have to get at least two right to be eligible for a prize.
And I was soundly defeated last week.
Yes, you were. Carly can be your lifeline for one category. You have to ask to use your lifeline before I ask the question. If you're lucky enough to defeat Haney like an opponent did last week, you'll have your choice of pair of tickets to the 15th annual Ballpark Festival of Beers this weekend, tickets to Dirty Honey at Dixie Roadhouse, the Tribute Band Festival this Saturday at Riverside Park in Bonita Springs, or maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Nickelback and Stone Temple Pilots up in Tampa.
You know, Stan, this is a great opportunity for us.
Yes.
Because Carly is a very, very pretty girl.
Yes, she is.
And we may be able to do just a brief bit of research.
Okay.
What are your feelings about being told no?
My parents told me no a lot as a kid, so I'm pretty used to it.
See, she's well-adjusted, too. She's smart, she's attractive, and well-adjusted.
Because our theory is that pretty girls, they don't understand the word no.
Like, if you want to go do something, and you're going to go, maybe you're going to go out and have a night on the town, and somebody says to you, no, Carly, you're not.
Well, who's telling me no?
What if your parents told you no?
Well, she respects her parents.
I'm 27 and live on my own. I don't think they
what
care.
What if
friends?
Friends told you no. What if law enforcement told you no?
I think she respects her parents and law enforcement. We're talking about just in general. If people tell you no too frequently, do you then just remove them from your life?
Yeah, I guess if someone continuously told me no, it makes you kind of want to rebel and then do it on purpose.
Yeah, right. See? Right there. Yeah. Yep.
So there's our research.
Yep. Let's play.
But she's better than
right.
Those.
Are you smarter than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's hard work. Stan's trick
nothing
questions,
trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. I hope it's been about a week since you've won anything. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. Oh, what? Carly, tell me to release the phones.
Release the phones.
No. 277-9600. Get a random Stan and Haney listener. It doesn't necessarily mean the first person we get. You got to have a good phone connection, be willing to play the game.
Nah, she's too well adjusted to be a good test subject.
Yep. She's not a good test subject. Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn! Hey, it's Eli.
Hey, Eli. You wanna play?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, Eli. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hey, Carly. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Eli?
Good, good.
All right, here we go. Carly is your lifeline. You must say, I would like to use my lifeline before we ask the question. Haney will start first. you'll go second, Eli, but be listening to all questions, because if you have the category open and your opponent cannot answer, you can steal. Fair enough?
Great.
All right, here we go. The category, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, and wild card.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes me want to pick that one.
Yeah. Haney, category?
People and places.
All right. Haney, what neighboring country sent the most legal immigrants to the United States in the 1980s? Most legal immigrants to the United States in the 1980s. Legal immigrants.
And you said neighboring?
Yep.
Canada?
Incorrect. You can steal, Eli.
Is it Mexico?
It's Mexico.
That was a tough one for you, Eli.
Not much of a choice. Eli, you're on the board, and you have control.
All right.
Carly, your lifeline when you want to use her. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Let's go wild card.
All right, wild card for Eli. With this, I like this. Here it is in wild card, Eli. How? Thank you, Rob. How long, Eli, have you been working on the railroad, according to the song?
I believe it's All the Live Long Day.
You are correct. All the Live Long Day. Haney, you got some catching up to do. Wide open, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wildcard.
People and places.
People and places. What white-haired comedian was the jerk and the man with two brains?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Haney is on the board, everybody.
A.K.A. Gurn Blanston.
Yup. Eli, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I'll take science and nature.
Science and nature. What parts of the human body are made up of a lot of calcium? A lot of calcium.
Is it your bones?
It is your bones. Haney, please, some catching up to do here.
I like the harder questions.
Entertainment. No, you didn't. You complained about those. Entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
History.
History for Mark Haney. La, da, da. Oh, well, I'll go with this one. At least get you on the board.
I'm on the board.
You, I know you are. You're trailing a lot.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm taking you literally, and I'm getting really mad at you.
Yeah, I know. You can't take me sarcastically anymore.
I don't understand humor.
What... Fabled mail service, Haney, did Buffalo Bill Cody and Wild Bill Hickok once ride for?
Pony Express.
Yes, sir, the Pony Express. Carly, did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Good thing you didn't ask for Lifeline. Did you know the answers to the other ones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not all of them, but I knew some.
All right. Eli, entertainment, history, sports and leisure.
Let's go with sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Oh, all right. Eli, what Caribbean country was former baseball star Jose Canseco born in? What country was Jose Canseco born in?
Is it the Dominican Republic?
That is incorrect. In sports and leisure, Haney, Jose Canseco.
Cuba?
You are correct. Cuba. That's the way to get back into the game, Haney, in sports and leisure, and you have control. Game is tied at 3 apiece. 3 categories remaining for each of you. Haney, entertainment, science and nature, a wild card.
I think this would be an opportune time for Carly to choose.
Which category would you like, Carly? Entertainment, science and nature? Wild card.
Let's go with wild card.
All right, wild card.
See, I saved it for you. Yeah.
All right. In wild card. Not science. Wild card. This is for Haney, Carly. What kind of song is designed to lull a baby to sleep?
A lullaby?
You are correct.
Yes.
Lullaby. In
thank you,
wild
Carly.
Card. Yes, thank you. A closed category.
And Haney, with that, I take the lead.
You take the lead.
You're
Eli, you've slipped a little bit here.
I know.
All right, Eli. And you still have Carly as a lifeline. Entertainment, okay. History, sports, and leisure.
Let's go with history.
History. Da, da, da. What war saw the Battle of New Orleans fought 2 weeks after war's end because British soldiers were unaware of the peace? Listen again. What war saw the Battle of New Orleans fought 2 weeks after the war's end because British soldiers were unaware of the peace? Eli?
Was it the War of 1812?
It was the War of 1812. You are correct.
And then in 1814, we took a little trip.
Yeah. Well, that's actually when it happened. It didn't happen in 1812. Haney. Entertainment, science, and nature.
Science.
Da, 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 da. Haney, in science and nature, thank you. What does a Geiger counter measure?
Radiation.
You are correct in science and nature. Did you know that one?
No.
Okay. Eli.
She's done her job.
Yes, she has.
A new
for
lullaby.
You. Yeah. Eli, here's the deal. Haney just filled out his fifth category. He's at match point. You have two categories to go. You need to fill one more category, and you, too, will be at match point. Carly is your lifeline for entertainment or sports and leisure if you choose to use her.
Okay. Let's go with entertainment.
All right. You want to answer it, or do you want Carly to?
I'll answer it.
All right.
Keep my lifeline out there.
All right. Oh, okay. This is interesting. So you wanted entertainment, right?
Yeah.
What's Snow White standing beside when she first meets the prince? What's Snow White standing beside when she first meets the prince?
Oh, God. Isn't it like a well?
A little bit more specific. I might give it to you, but I'd like you to be more specific.
A wishing well?
Yes, sir. It is the wishing well. And you too, Eli, are at match point. However, Haney's got first crack at ending the game. If he gets this correct, he wins. If he misses it, you will gain control and you can go and win. All right?
All right.
Haney, you have your category in entertainment. According to Disney lore, what did Goofy name his son? What did Goofy name his son? Rob's got little ones. He knows exactly what the answer is to this. What did Goofy... Do you know this?
That actually was my favorite movie.
What is Goofy's son name? What did Goofy name his son? Haney? And there's no sarcasm here. I am dead serious.
Goofy Jr.
You are absolutely correct. It's Goofy Jr. You knew that, Carly, didn't you?
How come I thought that wasn't his name? I thought it was Max.
Yeah, that was Max.
It's no. Max.
Little Maxie.
What's it
Eli and I know. It's Max. No, it's
Max.
Wrong. It does say Goofy Jr. No, it's Max
no,
in the movie.
But that, he
this
said...
Must have been, this must have been he some said, shit that Walt had to hide.
He said either. Disney lore, yep. Goofy movie is newer.
Yeah, different than what the Goofy characters.
I mean, I figured
characters.
It's a remake. It's canon now, right? That's fine. No, it's fine.
All right, you know what? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Tell you what I'm going to do. Haney beat you, all right? And there's a dispute over Goofy Jr.
I'll admit that.
I'm not talking about a Goofy movie and something that came out, long after Haney and I grew up. You have one category left.
Okay.
It is in sports and leisure.
All right.
I am going to ask Carly the question. If Carly gets it right for you, you know what? I'll bet one. But if she gets it right, I'll give you a prize. Just take what you want. If she misses it, I will give you a second chance for you to answer
well,
it correctly.
What are you doing?
You've already won the game.
Okay.
You've already won the game, Haney.
Hey, I'll up your ante. Instead of the other prizes, I'll take Haney's Call of Duty tag so we can raise it.
You want to do that? You want to do that?
Off the air, of course.
What do you want to do? You want to do Spec Ops or you want to do Ground War or what?
I like a little hardcore search and destroy myself, domination. I mean, I'm open to whatever, buddy.
Yeah.
But we should totally rage it.
Right. Are you like a ringer?
I'm all right for a, dad that gets to play a couple of nights a week,
Yeah,
I started
okay.
off in the Black Ops days on PS3, so I was the old.
All right,
veteran.
Well, let's ask the question because I'm coming up on safety.
Yeah, we'll
I'm fine with it then. Yeah, that's all right.
All right,
this is.
But so I thought that we had agreed prior to this that we were going by the Clinton rules.
That is it. You won. Yes. You got to realize that was a decade ago.
Yeah, you
got to
watch the Nadler video, man. He lost 400 pounds and completely.
I saw that. He had a stomach stick.
Poor old fat Jerry.
Carly.
Yes.
What two letters are used in tic-tac-toe?
X and O.
Correct!
Yeah! Thank you, Carly!
Of course.
So everybody's happy.
Everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner. Eli, I'm going to send
And Carly got both right.
Yep. I'm going to send you over to Rob. You give him your gamer tag or have Haney give you a gamer tag, and the two of you guys can go and play video games.
Yeah. Give me Haney. I'm on PS4, but I know how to send the request across platforms. So if I can get Haney's, I'll hit him up.
All right, cool.
All right, hold on, buddy.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Of course.
Two for two.
Dominated.
Yeah. Powerhouse. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Okay. You should.
Yeah, you should.
Very well done. Yeah. We're going to take a break. You know what? Stick by your radio. Safe word in seconds.
It's always something coming up.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition of the broadcast. You still have about 3 minutes. If you want to get in the 4 o'clock safe word and a chance at thou, the safe word for 4 o'clock safe, SAFE. Enter it at 96krock.com on the KROQ mobile app or text the safe word safe, SAFE, to 45911. Again, you got about now, it's about 2.5 minutes. Chance at the thou.
You know, for the first time in a long time, I'm actually excited about the Dolphins.
Yeah, I know, but wait till it happens.
Word on the street is that the owner of the Dolphins has thrown down the gauntlet and said, I want Joe Burrow.
That would be the diamond of the draft.
Now, of course, the Bengals have the number one pick.
Yeah.
And you would think they would take Joe Burrow. But Miami is swimming in draft picks. And supposedly the reason that they are is that Stephen Ross wanted to be able to get any player he wanted.
And he wants Burrow?
And if he wants Joe Burrow, he's got three picks in the first round this year. He's got two first-round picks next year. He's got two second-round picks this year and next year.
You know, I think it would be, first of all, it would be great for the fans of Miami who have been kicked in the ass for more than a decade and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be great for the team if they can have a franchise quarterback, which they are in desperate need of. But I don't know how that NFL draft and the draft picks and all of that. There's so much behind the scenes wheeling and dealing, and I've never known Ross to be the big power player. He's usually the one getting shafted.
Well, that's true, except for the fact that he's not getting younger, and he's listened to all the experts' advice, and in hindsight, generally the players that he wishes they had taken have turned out much better than the players they took.
Yeah, I know. Let's hope.
I think you do whatever is necessary when you got a once in a generation player.
Yeah.
And
pray to God the Dolphins don't ruin him if they get him.
Well, the other part of that is not only do they have all the draft capital, but because they did such a big house cleaning last year of players, they've got plenty of money to spend in free agency. I'd spend it all on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Get Burrow, keep him upright.
That would be nice. Only time will tell. And that'd be something to see him in a Dolphin uniform.
But it's just encouraging to hear that at least he's thinking that way.
Yeah. I just loved the line because, and I think at this point in time, although the weather's a lot different, but you have perennial losers in the Bengals and the Dolphins. I just remember the meme that was out there. Congratulations, Joe Burrow. You just won college football's national championship. Now you're going to the Bengals. Congratulations.
But the thing is, he was born and raised in Ohio.
Yeah.
Cincinnati won't bother him.
No. If they pay him, I think that's what he also
he's
said,
he's getting, wherever he goes, he's getting paid.
Yeah.
The way that things are set up now, it's not like the old days where they'd have to barter on a contract. It's already settled what you're going to get paid as a draft pick.
We'll find out. When's the draft?
April.
A lot of things can change. For the good or the bad.
Nothing will change when it comes to Joe Burrow. You know why?
Why?
Because he's not going to play in the Senior Bowl. Hell, he may not even go to the Combine. He's got literally nothing to prove.
Do you know, and I still find...
He may not even do a pro day.
I find it amazing. Here are two things that I bet you didn't know about the NFL.
Me?
No, the audience.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't know either, but I think you did. Up until the mid-70s, the college football all-stars used to play a game at Soldier Field in Chicago against the Super Bowl champions. The last college all-star game was in Chicago against, at the time, the defending champion Pittsburgh Steelers. And they had it from the 50s all the way through into the 70s. It stopped because the game had to be stopped because of a torrential rainstorm. But the Jets played the college all-stars. The Chiefs played the college
all-stars. Did the Dolphins?
The Dolphins played the college all-stars.
They did.
Yes, sir. They had to. The Super Bowl champions went to Chicago to play the college football All-Stars.
Is there tape of that?
Yes, there is. Also, what a lot of people don't know, in the early days of the Super Bowl, they used to have the consolation game, and CBS used to cover it. The team that lost in the NFL championship and the team that lost in the AFL championship and didn't go to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
they had to play a consolation game. And that was
broadcast. That's like a reverse playoff.
It's the two losers playing. It was the consolation game. Played every year up until, again, in the 70s.
That would be a lot more interesting than, say, the Pro Bowl.
Yes. College All-Stars versus the Super Bowl champions and the runners-up in the conference championships played each other. Was a regular occurrence in the NFL.
Yeah, it just seems like as time goes forward.
There they are. There's the College All-Stars and the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the last games. Or is that the Dolphins? What game do you have there, Rob?
Steelers.
Yeah, that was the Steelers game. And then the big torrential storm came and they had to cancel it. And then they just finally said, enough's enough. We don't want to do this anymore.
It seems like as time goes on.
Because nobody would risk a Super Bowl superstar getting hurt, and especially a college superstar or soon to be.
But as time goes on, we have less and less fun.
Yep. But that was a big game.
That's amazing.
Yep. A lot of people don't know that. Let's get you updated on
traffic. I want to see that tape.
Yeah, they've got them for several years. Like the year before that, I think the Steelers were the Super Bowl champs. And they also played, and they completed the game.
So the Dolphins, after the perfect season, played the College All-Stars.
Yes. Yes, they did. Let's start in Fort Myers. Crash, Alico Road and Royal Queen Boulevard. Crash, Fort Myers, 13,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Fresh Market. And then two in Bonita. Crash, Royal Road and Crown Lake Court. And Bonita, South Tamiami Trail and Springs Plaza. Coming up in a lot less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news, and he's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. We will have some things for you did not know. Well, it's finally happened.
What? What?
Probably not news to you and Rob, because you are confirmed to be addicted to the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, sweet Jesus, don't even bring it up. I'll leave right now and go get one. You with me, Rob? You with me?
Walking out right now, Big Stan.
Perfect pickle placement.
Oh, pickle in every bite. Yeah, am I telling you right, Rob? Every bite.
Every single bite has a pickle.
Yeah.
Well, it's finally happened.
What?
According to the experts, the demand for the Popeye's chicken sandwich has finally, quote-unquote, stabilized. They're able to meet the demand now.
I've yet to have a Popeye's tell me no.
Which you know what that means.
What?
No big deal anymore.
Well, it's unless you've had it.
No,
people aren't intrigued with wanting to try it now, but the people that have.
No, it's only a big deal if you can't get one. If you know you can get one, you're not going to go stand in line or something.
Oh, you won't?
That's true. I don't know because I'm one of the few that's immune to it.
Yep.
I was one of the only people that said, yeah, that's a decent chicken sandwich.
Yep.
I'm not going to lose my mind over it.
I was at Bacon Jam on Saturday. I said, no, I choose not to have anything with bacon right now. As much as I love it, I have to leave the event shortly and go to a Popeye's.
Chicken.
I don't want to be too full.
A random man catches a car thief after a crash and then gives his own car to the victim. And finally, you know, Stan, weddings are a real minefield, because that day and that ceremony has been built up so much, you don't have any leeway. Nothing can go wrong or it'll destroy it.
Yep.
Well, a wedding is called off.
Why?
Canceled.
Why?
Well, the groom's father and the bride's mother ran off together and spoiled everything.
Right on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Some laughter? Maybe some laughter? 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Say, what you cooking?
Chicken!
I'm going to try and do this somberly and prayerfully.
All right.
The Senate impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump is underway.
Yes, it is.
We don't even know how long it's going to last. But then again, who cares?
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you won't be watching the impeachment trial.
And I'm not. Top reasons you're not watching.
Impeachment trials seem so boring when there's no talk about something sexual being done with a wet cigar.
Yeah. No pizzazz.
You're convinced that Mitch McConnell's chin waddle waving back and forth has the power to hypnotize you. You'd much rather spend your time shotgunning beers with Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, right on. Shotgun. You think this is funny? Do you think this list that you're doing, is it funny?
You really do?
I'm
funny?
I'm reserving judgment on it. I'm not even halfway through it.
You guys think you're funny.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I've never said that.
I might have to side with this guy on this thing here. This ain't... You really think it's funny? Really?
You think this is funny?
You're kind of putting me on the spot here.
You really do?
let's try a little more. Funny?
You guys think you're funny.
What?
It's too suspenseful trying to predict when Chuck Schumer's glasses will fall off his nose.
That is such a distraction. It sure does, Billy.
The country and Stan have bigger priorities.
You're darn right.
Like praying for Brad and Jen to get back together.
Oh, I'm telling you, are you following this like I am?
And finally, the very top reason you won't be watching the impeachment trial.
Yes.
Well, if it's so damn important, where's Judge Judy?
Hot damn. I get an agree.
You think that's funny?
You really do?
Yeah, and that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, has left the building.
No time for emails today. We got
no time left for you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon. Greatly appreciated. I'm going to tell you about the Ballpark Festival of Beers. One of my favorite events happening this weekend. We'll give you the details on that. Now you could possibly get yourself some tickets. But first, we want to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, a couple of things on the board. Both in Fort Myers. Got a crash. McGregor Boulevard and Cypress Lake Drive, right by the Walgreens. And this one just in. Crash, Fort Myers. Fairfield Drive and Tanglewood Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Ballpark Festival of Beers. I've been going to this thing for several years now. And if you want to have some fun, hang out with your buds, get a pretzel necklace, make yourself a pretzel necklace. 96K Rock invites you to the annual Ballpark Festival of Beers. I think this is like the 15th one. Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. They're doing it in the afternoon at Hammond Stadium, Fort Myers. You go around the concourse and get unlimited sampling of over 100 craft beers. Your chance to win tickets this week with everybody here at K-Rock. And if you want more details and ticket information, go to 96krock.com. We got a little bit of time here, 277-9600. We got open phones. Be glad to hear from you. Find out what's on your mind. Ahoy!
Hey, Stan.
Yes, sir. Ahoy. Hot damn.
Yeah, hot damn.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, buddy. You're up first. What's going on?
Who's the new guy on your show?
What?
Who's the new guy on your show?
Well, you got me. You got Haney. You got our producer, Rob. Is that what you're, Rob, you're talking about? He's been with us for about 6-7 months. How long
no.
you been? What? No?
No, I know, Rob. I've been listening to you guys for years. I'm talking about the new guy, and I don't know who on earth hired him, but the guy, all he ever says is, you think you're funny?
That's
and
not
you're
it.
Always and you're always arguing back and forth with him about whether something's funny or not. And I don't think that guy's funny at all.
Well, you don't understand. That's not a person
assume,
in the room. That was on the phone. What?
I assume he thinks he's being funny by asking you if you're funny. But then when all you do is argue about what's funny, nothing's funny.
I couldn't agree with you more, sir, but he's not a new guy on the show. It was just somebody that called in, and we thought he was sounding goofy, so we play his stuff.
Well,
hold on a second.
What you ought to do is fire that guy.
He ain't an employee. Play that for him. This is what you're talking about?
You guys think you're funny.
That?
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
You really do?
He ain't funny.
You guys think you're funny.
That's all he can say.
You think this is funny?
That's all the guy ever says.
You
guys think you're funny.
It's a recording. What don't you understand about that?
I can hear him right now. I'd fire his ass right away. I wouldn't let him say another word.
You think that's funny?
You're
trying to
be
funny?
That's disrespectful.
Is that the only reason why you called? Just to find out what the new guy is some guy on the phone saying you think you're funny.
You guys think you're funny.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, they are funny, you son of a bitch.
You really do?
Yeah, they're funny.
You think this is funny?
I know, because I've been in radio myself, and I know what's funny.
Well, then you
two. You really do?
Yeah, you two have a conversation.
Yeah, I do, you dumbass. And you know, you ought to have other respect for Stan Haney because they've been doing it a long time.
Well, wait a second. You did say, sir. But I didn't get a first name from you. First of all, can I have your first name? I didn't get a name.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Dell or Dale?
Dale.
Okay. It's difficult to understand. It's because you're on the phone. D-A-L-E or D-E-L?
D-E-A-L, Dale.
You got to go, sir. Please.
Yeah.
I want you to.
Why are you laughing? You think that's funny?
I think that's.
You guys think you're funny.
Now, spell it. Is it D E L?
D A L.
Deal? D E A L?
D A L. Deal. You think that's funny?
You guys think you're funny.
You really do?
Stop
you really
it.
Do?
Yes. Yes. Well, will you spell
son
it?
Of a, son of a bitch. I call up. I'm trying to stand up for you.
I want to be able to talk to you and address you by your name. I still.
Even,
all right. Let's play this game. What's the first letter? A D?
Yeah.
Okay, D. Second letter is... What was that? I think that's funny. I don't know.
It sounds like it's Rocktober. It ain't Rocktober.
I know it is.
Last time I checked, it was January.
Your first letter of your name is D.
Yeah.
Second letter.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the second letter of your name?
Yeah.
I think you're saying L. Is it L? I don't know.
Well, yeah, we better pull a wax out of here. Here. Hey, was that?
D-D-L. Never screw it. What you were in radio?
Yeah.
You were in radio. You had to work.
Yeah.
Was it behind the scenes? Certainly had to be.
Yeah.
Not behind the mic.
Yeah, I worked for a radio station called WPLS in Poughkeepsie, New York, and I was a chief statistician and board operator for the Poughkeepsie Elite Rangers.
What are they, hockey?
No, it was an unaffiliated baseball team.
Okay. All right. You worked at WPOS, piece of radio?
It was supposed to, I guess, be something about Poughkeepsie.
Oh, is that what? I don't even think they spell it that way.
Well, they couldn't. I don't think they could get the right letters.
So they went with WPOS. So you weren't on the air.
Well, I was a statistician
for the minor league baseball. And what'd you do at the radio station?
Well,
I wish the hell I knew your first name, because this would make this conversation a hell of a lot easier.
My first, you want to know my name? I already told you my name. I haven't been even 35 times. Dale.
Dull?
Dale.
Daryl? Daryl?
Dale.
Okay. Let's drop that again for now. When were you in radio?
Oh, that was a long time. That's probably about 30 years ago, probably about the same time you were starting out.
Uh-huh.
But that was just a part-time only when they had a game, you know.
So you worked strictly for the baseball team?
Yeah,
WPOS in Poughkeepsie, where they didn't have the right letters.
Yeah, well, I was at the radio station, but the baseball team paid me cash money.
Okay, so you worked for the baseball team.
Yeah, and I got fired when I tried to do a live legal ID and stand a recorded one.
That can happen.
Anyhow, And then I opened a vacuum cleaner store.
That was your real job. Because you worked part-time for the minor league baseball team at WPOS.
Yeah. Now, I opened a vacuum cleaner store.
That might be better for you. It was probably very successful, wasn't it?
For a minute.
For a minute.
Because all I sold was vacuum cleaners. And then as soon as the internet was invented, people stopped coming to buy expensive vacuum cleaners.
No. Don't you want to go and you go to your store and you can show them how it works and stuff? They still have to this day people that'll come to your house with a vacuum cleaner. Didn't you offer that kind of stuff?
No.
Well, so the internet starts taking everything away and you figure, why keep up with the times? I'll just shut the place down.
Yeah, well, I burned myself pretty bad trying to do a demonstration on cigarette ashes, and then I went on disability. But now I'm thinking about getting back into radio,
because
I just stumbled across an opportunity, and I want to see if you had any advice for me.
So the initial reason why you called, not only to defend us against our new person that works here,
I don't know how he got a job. Okay. You guys think you're funny. He's still there.
Yeah, he's just standing by when I need him.
You think this is funny?
So you wanna get into radio, and you have an opportunity. So you wanted to call our show to find out if it's a good deal to get into, or what do you want to know?
Well, no, because I got respect for you, unlike that jackass who keeps asking you if you think you're funny.
You think this is funny?
Can't believe that guy gets a paycheck from us.
I don't know what purpose he serves, but I just found out I can, it's not like the old days in radio where you got to go to a radio station, but I can work at home.
You're talking about like a podcast?
Well, I found out I need to make an investment in a laptop computer with something called Skype.
That's if you want to go person to person. They've got platforms where it can just be audio, but I don't think anybody would understand you. And that's not getting into radio. You know what? I've been in it a long time. Radio is where you get paid. You don't pay somebody else.
No, they're gonna pay me. As a matter of fact, I already got $100.
From who?
Well, I don't even know if I want to say in public because then anybody be doing it. But radio stations over there in England and even some in Australia and Canada do it.
Yeah.
If you call them up and you tell them that you are a member of the Markle family and you say what they want you to say, they'll pay you $100.
Get out of here, really? So you're thinking, what would you call your show?
Oh, it ain't my show. It's just like I'm calling into your show now.
Yeah. And so for calling into a radio, I'm not paying you $100.
I didn't ask you to.
Well, it sounds like
you're my friend.
So if I wasn't your friend,
that'd be a different matter. If that guy that doesn't think nothing's funny, I'd charge him.
You guys think you're funny.
That guy?
Yeah, well, it's going to cost you. You want to talk to me.
You really do?
But I was just on this radio station over in Great Britain. They all talk hoity-toity, you know.
They speak with a British accent. To them, you speak funny. Pretty much you're speaking.
They're all stuck up, and they think so smart.
They're not saying that they're so smart. Why? Because of the sound of their voice?
Yeah, they
voice, because you sound like a dumbass.
Well, they sound like they're professors or something.
So you call up their show and you say whatever they want you to say.
I go, this is Bud Markle.
You're identifying yourself as Bud Markle.
Yeah, and then they ask me, well, what was Megan like when she was a baby?
So you're posing.
She was a, She was a whiny little brat.
So you're posing as her dad.
Yeah, well, I guess it's
that's,
the way
that's it's falsehood.
Well, I just tell them I'm Bud Markle, and then I just they ask me questions about Megan. Like, ask me a question about Megan. I'll show you how to do it.
Okay, I just noticed the other day that she was in the park walking her two dogs and awkwardly holding baby Archie. What do you know about that?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. She never was good around kids. She was mean.
By the way,
you want me to go a little farther?
No, but would you like to take a phone call?
Yeah.
No,
but I just
hold on a second.
I guess not take a phone call. I just wondered if you had any tips on my delivery or
yes,
things
I got
I
plenty of
say.
Tips on your delivery. Get the marbles out of your mouth.
I don't have marbles in my mouth.
All right, really? What's your first name?
I'm Bud Markle.
You're not Bud Markle.
Oh, you mean my real name?
I'm asking you. You want tips. You want tips on being a broadcaster. I'm not asking you to be Meghan Markle's dad, like fake. I'm talking to you.
No. I'm not telling him I'm her daddy. I just say I'm related, and then they don't ask how or why.
That way you don't get into trouble.
Yeah, they just want somebody to say bad things about Megan.
But you don't even know her, and you're taking $100.
No, sir, I've never had the pleasure. But to me, it's all about entertainment. And if they just want me to go on there and go, yes, Megan was a bitch from the time she was 6 months
That's
old.
That's great. Now, what you said to me, you wanted tips. I don't care what you do over in Australia or England, posing as a member of the Markle family.
I'm Bud Markle.
Look, last time I'm going to ask you, why did you call?
Well, I just want to see if you being in the business, if you had a directory of English radio stations.
Don't you have a computer? You can look those up.
Yeah, but I tapped on that one and got $100, but I've been having trouble getting back on. I thought maybe I'll
because they already know you're not real, and you already took them for $100. You can't live on $100, buddy.
I'll say anything they want. Megan is a devil worshiper.
I don't want it on my show.
Megan sucks eggs.
Ooh, those are strong words. You trying to be funny?
Megan goes into a closet and pulls her own fingernails out.
You think that's
stuff
funny?
Like that.
You think that's
just trying
think
to...
you're funny?
Huh?
What?
You think
oh, that
funny?
Guy? That guy, you're nobody, bud. Nobody's
really
gonna pay
do?
You. Nobody's gonna pay you $100 to pretend to be Bud Markle.
What the hell?
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Wednesday edition of the broadcast. Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just moments. I'll also get you updated on traffic. Your next shot at $1,000 will be the 6 o'clock safe word. Rob Show will deliver that to you. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. 5 o'clock look at it. All right, what do I got here? Oh, by the way, our sports guys just told Eli Manning retiring.
Aw.
Just felt he had enough of punishment.
Do you think he may have picked up on something?
Yeah. Maybe it's time after a couple of rough seasons. Time to call it quits. He's got his rings. He'll be in Super Bowl history right up there with his brother, who's a little bit better than him.
A little bit.
Yeah. Fort Myers.
He's one of God's special people.
Yeah. Always just looked a little off.
And I liked how his dad called up the Giants and said, you know what? It's the Dolphins. Can you put him in the game so he can get a win?
Yeah, and he did. Fort Myers. Crash. Fairfield Drive in Tanglewood Parkway. And then in Lehigh Acres, crash. You all right?
Yeah.
Alabama Road North.
Nobody heard
and Homestead
I hit the
Road
cough
North.
Switch. Yeah. Nobody heard that.
Well, great.
My voice has changed, you know. Yeah.
Let me see.
You think that's funny?
No. I'm checking my messages while you're coughing.
Well, first things first.
Let you get it out of your system, you know? I didn't find that funny, and I don't appreciate the sarcasm.
You guys think you're funny.
I take everything literally now.
You know what I think would be a great sitcom?
What?
Do like an Odd Couple thing with Schiff and Nadler. And I don't need to tell you which one would be Felix.
Yeah. Let's...
Jerry, this place is a mess. Oh, lighten up, Adam.
Let's Mark Haney and the news.
Nadler hiding behind a couch.
Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News. I'm with Jerry Reed King on the phone. Barbara Walters, who's in California. Also Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
What's this?
I'm Jerry King.
See?
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, January 22nd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Oh, I got to tell you something very quickly. Speaking of news, and we're hearing all the news, guys. Fox Nation has the Fox News streaming service, and it's amazing. They're celebrating Geraldo Rivera's 50 years of broadcasting, and Geraldo—that
is so loud, Rob.
And most people in today's generation associate him with basically being a clown, having his talk show and
The Vault
and Al. Well, that was his downfall.
That was him jumping the shark.
But he, went and had a talk show that was laughed at because he was trying to go tabloid stuff. And then a lot of the stories
don't remember him kicking down doors.
Right. And what this thing, it's an hour special. Because when you and I were growing up and we were young, Geraldo Rivera was, like you said, kicked down doors and put a microphone in somebody's face. And he got was very a very good newsman. They did the whole thing on when he closed down the mental institution in New York on Staten Island, Willowbrook. And he was the first one. A friend of ours who has been on the show, Al Primo, for Eyewitness News.
Mm-hmm.
He was featured in the special. He was the guy you see on your local newscast. It's Eyewitness News. Well, that was a format. And they hired Geraldo Rivera as a reporter at the Eyewitness News station, Channel 7, the ABC affiliate in New York. And he was a blood and guts, knocked down a door, exposed people. And he was so popular that the network hired him. And he always used to be on 2020 with Barbara Walters, and Hugh Downs was on there. And he was a highly respected newsman.
Investigative reporter.
Correct.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
And he liked the limelight. He liked the popularity. He liked being seen with the celebrities. He was very cocky. And he quickly had his downfall with Al Capone's vault. One of them, but he got into other things and had late night talk shows and Phil Donahue kind of stuff.
He's had a long career,
but they went and showed Willowbrook again and his taking down of that institution, amazing. Amazing. We forget, and most people don't know, he was one hell of an investigative reporter.
And in the past couple of decades, at the network level anyway, they don't even do investigative reporting anymore. Not even 60 Minutes.
They were talking about it when it was on at the local station in New York City. They said it was the first time it was ever done. There was no way that Geraldo Rivera could tell the story of what was going on at the Willowbrook school in a 2.5 minute piece. And they turned it into a multi-part investigative report that they ran night after night after night, and he got them to shut it down. And Primo there went and said that was the first time in news that we did a part-by-part investigative thing, and it took that place down.
And really the only people doing it now are Project Veritas. Yeah. And they're doing the exact same type of journalism that used to be done by the networks, and they're vilified for it now.
Yeah, well, and it's all because networks don't have the budget to do that stuff anymore or want to spend that kind of money.
Or to find out what's really going on.
Well, but the fact of the matter is, long before what we're in right now, they cut the budgets of sports and investigative reporting. You used to be able to tell a reporter back in the day at a network or at a newspaper, I don't care if it's a week or the next 3 years of your life, you're paid to investigate this. If you can continue to drum up leads, we're going to continue to pay you and support you. And just passing it along, that special on him, and I was very, very, very small when he did the Willowbrook thing, but it made him famous as a true investigative reporter, and he was good.
And taken seriously.
Yep, and taken seriously.
Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Picture in your mind, if you will.
Okay.
A banana.
All right.
You know, a lot of other fruits, they're basically round or oval.
Right.
Why does a banana have that distinctive shape?
Grows upside down. And I think when it comes, instead of it, the fruit hanging, it being that it's upside down, it grows upwards towards the sky, get the nutrients.
Well, they are curved, yes, because they actually fight gravity to grow towards the sun.
Yeah. People think bananas grow, you know, pointing down. They grow up.
What do you think of when I say the word bimbo?
Some, well, I don't want to offend anybody. A blonde boob, you know, just, you know, just dancing around, not smart female.
The word bimbo originally started out as a description for a man who wasn't that bright, but it evolved to describe specifically a woman in the 1920s.
So bimbo became a popular term for non-smart women in the 20s.
Yeah. Before that, it referred to a man.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, it's finally happened, folks.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. What?
We can all breathe easier. According to a restaurant group that owns hundreds of Popeye's locations, they say it's finally happened. Demand for Popeye's chicken sandwich has finally, quote, stabilized,
says you,
and they are no longer in crisis mode.
That's not saying that they're not a big seller. I know. I've seen the lines. I've ordered a few.
At the peak, during November and December, when Stan was really effed up, the best thing they ever did.
Sure, and it's all part of marketing.
Best thing they ever did was to create the scarcity.
Yeah.
Because you tell somebody no.
Well, they don't like hearing that. They're liable to get violent.
Yep.
I'd like a Popeye's chicken. No.
It would be the same thing. Big Mac's been around since the 70s.
Yep.
But if McDonald's came out tomorrow and said, there's been an issue, we won't be serving Big Macs for 6 months.
What?
People would lose their minds.
Yep. Be climbing over each body for the first shipment that comes in.
Yep. That's all it takes.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, January 25th and 26th, during the Diamond District's Winter Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers, only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturers' direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a pizza guy in Port Huron, Michigan, named Raiden Jones, left his keys in his car while dropping off an order this month. And when he returned just 2 minutes later, someone had stolen it.
Unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
Luckily for Mr. Jones, there's a man named Kevin Linke. He was driving home when he saw Raiden's car going the wrong way on the highway, so he called 911. The woman who stole the car sideswiped another car and tried to run off.
Jeez.
But Kevin chased after her and convinced her to wait for the police to come, which was not easy because it turns out she has what doctors call a history of mental health issues. Now, luckily, no one was seriously hurt, but Raiden, the pizza guy's car, was just mangled. And Raiden depends on that car for his livelihood. So, good guy Kevin Lidke stepped up yet again and gave Raiden his car.
Really?
He had been planning to sell his old minivan, but when he learned the whole story that the wrecked car belonged to a pizza guy, he decided, for what he was going to get for the minivan, well, he balanced that out, the money that he might get versus how bad Raiden needed it, and said, screw it, Raiden, that's your new ride. Like anyone would be, Raiden was shocked by this. He says he considers it mind-blowing that someone he'd never met would come out of nowhere and do something so radically nice for him and basically save the day. It doesn't happen often, folks,
but
it happens.
Seriously, if I was going to take that van, I'd make sure it passed at least a five-point inspection.
How much did it cost you?
Huh? Oh, the inspection, I can take it down to a mechanic for free.
Yeah, how much did the van cost you?
I don't have a van. I got an SUV.
You're pointing at that van.
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
I don't know.
It cost him nothing.
Oh, well, I'd still want a five-point inspection plan before bringing that out on the road.
Beggars cannot be choosers. Now, Kevin didn't say that. I did.
Right.
And I can afford to because everybody hates me anyway. So I'll take the heat. You know, so much of what we know in life, we learn from movies.
I guess some.
And as anyone who's ever watched an action movie knows, that if you're trying to hide yourself underwater, the key is that you put a little reed in your mouth as a makeshift snorkel.
Yep.
That's why, you know, you got to pay attention during the movie.
Movies, cartoons, they all do it.
You know, you reach down for a piece of popcorn. Who knows what vital piece you might miss? Well, there's a 36-year-old man named Daniel Booth. He is from McIlhenny, Florida.
Where's that?
I am not entirely sure. Maybe Rob could look it up continue the story.
Might be up in the panhandle.
Daniel was at his job at a solar power plant last week when the police showed up to arrest him on a warrant for selling meth.
Jeez.
Daniel did not wish to be incarcerated. So when he realized the cops were there for him, he decided to make a run for it and realized he wasn't going to make it very far. So he decided to conceal himself Rambo style by jumping into a pond, submersing himself under the water and hoping they didn't notice him.
Jeez. I'm looking at him. He ain't no Rambo. What is that? Almost to the central part of the state. I mean, central Florida, almost to the Georgia line.
Well, it's west of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But Daniel simply submerged himself. He forgot that reed to use as a makeshift snorkel. So he held his breath as long as he could. And when he had to come up for air, the cops were standing there laughing at him.
Jeez. Idiot.
Now, in addition to the charges he was already dealing with for the meth, he'll be facing charges for trying to escape, even though he was never in custody. He really screwed himself good.
All because he didn't snap a reed.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, having had some recent experience with this, I can say definitively that even if they come off successfully, any wedding is a potential minefield.
It sure is. And the only one who wants that to be perfect, it's the bride. It's her day. It has
and
to
it
be done
must
her way.
Be
it must
perfect.
Be, or it'll ruin the future of the marriage and everybody else around her.
And boy, was that explained to me in detail multiple times in the past calendar year.
What was explained to you multiple of times?
That it better not be me that screws this wedding up.
I don't know about anybody threatening you on my end.
Oh, I didn't say it was on your end.
Oh, okay. Did somebody question you about my wedding coming off all right?
Well,
who mouthed?
That guy that claimed to be a reverend.
Yeah. Yes.
He got a little snippy with me.
Well,
when
you started quoting Bible verse to him.
Well, I just wanted you to know he didn't know what he was talking
about. Him, and then the last thing, when he was given the instructions for the wedding, you quote Bible verse at him, and then he goes, well, I'm going to, yeah, look it up.
I did that for you.
I'm like, Haney, what, come here.
And then it was explained to me that that could be construed as ruining the wedding.
Yeah. Souring the reverend. You know, I already had an attitude by the time we were walking down the aisle.
Yep. Yeah, he was just a glad hander.
Look.
How much did you tip him?
I don't remember.
Because I know he expected one.
Oh, yeah, you got to give him one. I know he tipped the wedding planner.
She was a piece of work.
Yeah.
Boy, and talk about a sourpuss.
And then we I tipped him. I don't know how much we tipped him. He charges too. He doesn't do that out of the goodness of his heart. So you pay him, and then you give him a little.
You know,
extra.
I should have done it.
What? That you should have done the service?
Yeah, he didn't know anything.
That's not true. And he was a nice old man.
He was a nice old man, but he was not a man of God.
He was too.
Sorry about that, folks. But the point is, weddings can be a difficult thing.
Yes, they can be. In the aftermath as well.
Well, a couple in India was set to get married next month. And that's after a full calendar year of planning the wedding.
Right.
But they just had to abruptly call the wedding off.
Why?
Well, there was a situation. The groom's 48-year-old father and the bride's 46-year-old mother both vanished earlier this month.
Yeah.
And to be clear, these were not divorced people.
Oh.
They disappeared. No one's heard anything, but they're pretty sure that the groom's father and the bride's mother decided to ditch their current spouses and elope.
Yeah, they... India? Is that where you were?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been watching, you know, the 90-Day Fiancé the other way.
Yeah.
And the guy that wanted the girl from the U.S., older woman, and he's young, but he's already married. They have to, if they find out about it, because that's a whole big deal. You disgrace the entire family if you're going, they had to leave. They fell in love, and they had to leave. Nobody's to know anything because they dishonor the entire family.
Now, it turns out the groom's father and the bride's mother actually knew each other growing up.
Didn't matter.
And may have had a romance much earlier in life. So, unbeknownst to anyone else, when their adult children decided to get married, well, all of a sudden, there's an excuse for the two of them to be around each other a lot.
The old spark was back.
And the heart wants...
what the heart wants. Regardless of dishonoring the family.
Both families are furious.
Yeah, of course they are.
And have filed missing person reports because they'd like to get the police involved.
Yeah, because they got big crimes now. Love and I want to get a divorce. They can't get divorces in that country like you and I can. And especially a lot of those are arranged weddings. And so if they were disgrace the whole family. I saw that on 90-Day Fiancé the other way.
Yep. Well, that's why it's important to watch television and movies. Critical education.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, January 22nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. He will have the 6 o'clock safe word and a chance for a thou. All right, a couple of things on the board, both in Fort Myers. Crash, 14,000 block of Cemetery Road. And then we got a crash at Fort Myers, McGregor Boulevard, and Summerlin Road. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
My daughter saw this billboard there for this place, Swim with the Dolphins. She goes, I want to do that. I said, look, you want to swim with the dolphins? Here's how we do it. You walk near the edge of the pool. I'll bump into you. You slip and fall in there, pet him a few times, and then let's get the hell out of here. Yeah. Nah, she don't want to do it like that. It's only fun if I pay. So they give you a class on what you can do and what you can't do. And I'm in there, and this guy comes in with a scar from here, like across his face. And he looks like he got run over by a lawnmower. And he's like, okay, rule number one, do not stick anything in the blowhole. Well, that did it for me right there. I'm laying on the floor crying, and my daughter goes, Dad. I said, hey, I just got my money's worth. So she said, it's not funny. I said, yes, it is. Because that means somebody did stick something in the blowhole. And basically what they're saying is they don't want it to happen again. Okay, now, you can pet the nose, don't grab the tail, no poking in the eye. Really? No poking in the eye? Because that was my whole intention when I came here, was to poke a dolphin in the eye. Now, the dolphin's got a real soft belly, and you can rub his belly, but don't go past where the belly button would be, because he's kind of got the same thing you've got. I said, he's got herpes? Well, how did that guy know I have that? Well, you start saying that kind of stuff out loud, and that pool empties real fast. And it gives you an opportunity to have some real quality one-on-one time with the dolphin while everyone else is rinsing off.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, Stan.
Yes, sir. Ahoy. Hot damn.
Yeah, hot damn.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, buddy. You're up first. What's going on?
Who's the new guy on your show? The guy, all he ever says is, you think you're funny? And you're always arguing back and forth with him about whether something's funny or not. And I don't think that guy's funny at all.
Well, you don't understand. That's not a person in the room. That was on the phone. What?
I assume he thinks he's being funny by asking you if you're funny. But then when all you do is argue about what's funny, nothing's funny. What you are to do is fire that guy.
He ain't an employee. Play that for him. This is what you're talking about?
You guys think you're funny.
That?
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
You really do?
He ain't funny. I know, because I've been in radio myself, and I know what's funny.
What? You were in radio?
Yeah.
You were in radio. You had to work.
Yeah.
Was it behind the scenes? Certainly had to be.
Yeah.
Not behind the mic.
Yeah, I work for a radio station called WPLS in Poughkeepsie, New York, and I was a chief statistician and board operator for the Poughkeepsie Elite Rangers.
What are they, hockey?
No, it was an unaffiliated baseball team.
Okay. All right. You worked at WPOS, piece of radio?
And it was supposed to, I guess, be something about Poughkeepsie.
Oh, is that what? I don't even think they spell it that way.
Well, they couldn't. I don't think they could get the right letters.
So they went with WPOS. When were you in radio?
Oh, that was a long time. That's probably about 30 years ago, probably about the same time you were starting out.
Uh-huh.
But that was just a part-time only when they had a game, you know.
So you worked strictly for the baseball team?
Yeah,
WPOS in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, well, I was at the radio station, but the baseball team paid me cash money. And I got fired when I tried to do a live legal ID instead of a recorded one. I just found out I can, it's not like the old days in radio where you got to go to the radio station, but I can work at home.
You're talking about like a podcast?
Well, I found out I need to make an investment in a laptop computer with something called Skype.
That's if you want to go person to person. They've got platforms where it can just be audio, but I don't think anybody would understand you. And that's not getting into radio. You know what? I've been in it a long time. Radio is where you get paid. You don't pay somebody else.
No, they're gonna pay me. As a matter of fact, I already got $100.
From who?
Well, I don't even know if I want to say in public, because then anybody be doing it. But radio stations over there in England,
yeah,
and even some in Australia and Canada,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
If you call them up and you tell them that you are a member of the Markle family and you say what they want you to say,
yeah,
they'll pay you $100.
Get out of here, really? So,
mm-hmm.
So you're thinking, what would you call your show?
Oh, it ain't my show. It's just like I'm calling into your show now.
What? So you call up their show and you say whatever they want you to say.
I go, Yeah, this is Bud Markle.
You're identifying yourself as Bud Markle.
Yeah, and then they ask me, well, what was Megan like when she was a baby? She was a whiny little brat.
So you're posing as her dad.
Yeah, well, I guess it's
that's falsehood.
Well, I just tell them I'm Bud Markle. And then I just, they ask me questions about Megan. Like, ask me a question about Megan. I'll show you how to do it.
Okay. I just noticed the other day that she was in the park walking her two dogs and awkwardly holding baby Archie. What do you know about that?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. She never was good around kids. She was mean.
Okay. Last time I'm going to ask you, why did you call?
Well, I just want to see if you being in the business, if you had a directory of English radio stations.
Don't you have a computer? You can look those up.
Yeah, but I tapped on that one and got $100, but I've been having trouble getting back on. I thought maybe I'll...
Because they already know you're not real, and you already took them for $100. You can't live on $100, buddy.
I'll say anything they want. Megan is a devil worshiper. Megan sucks eggs.
Ooh, those are strong words. You trying to be funny?
Megan goes into a closet and pulls her own fingernails out.
You think that's
stuff
funny?
Like that.
You think that's just
trying to... you're funny?
Huh?
What?
You think
oh, that
funny?
Guy? That guy, you're nobody, bud. Nobody's
you
gonna
really
pay
do?
You. Nobody's gonna pay you $100 to pretend to be Bud Markle.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.